in lieu of it being Sunday and Real Housewives of Potomac coming back on this week, let's talk about episode 2. Yeah, let's get into it. The mess. Okay, so we're going to get into Real Housewives of Potomac. Oh, Lord, episode 2. We're already starting off with a bang. So we're picking up where Giselle and Mia had got into it. Giselle, although may have actually had concern, of course, her approach was messy, as usual. I like Giselle, but sometimes I feel like she just doesn't think before she speaks. I think she just says whatever's in her mind, and sometimes it just doesn't come out all that great. So Mia is basically giving her a big F you for the way that she was approached, and Robin jumps in, of course, to defend Giselle, and she's like, hold on, y'all, let's not act like me and Giselle are the only people who felt some kind of way about this. Ashley has something to say about it. Candace has something to say about it. Karen has something to say about it. Of course, the way they said it wasn't the way that Giselle said it, but they did have opinions about it. So that's going on. And then Jacqueline, who was Mia's friend, and apparently she's going to be a housewife. She's a housewife this season. It's kind of like, you know, how can y'all even accuse her of something like this? Like, you know, basically like you're out of line. And it was out of line. Giselle did what Giselle does. She sprinkles a little mess, and, you know, that's what it is what it is. And so it was funny, though, because Jacqueline's talking. Everybody's crowded around. It comes up, and she's like, I'm sorry, I don't want to be rude, but who is this? She was like, I didn't know who this was talking. I said, Wendy Osefo, girl. That was hilarious to me. But yeah, so they pretty much get to the bottom of that. We see a little Katie, who we haven't seen in, I don't know, maybe 2 seasons. She comes, and Giselle's mess continues on, because at some point Giselle has to say, did you know Ray said that he had a crush on you? And she's like, oh, really? She brings Katie over to say hi, and Katie gives a hug, and then what? Pats Ray's butts. Can we go a season without someone's butt being patted? Is that possible? You know? And so then the Grand Dame had to come over there and interject herself. Like, Ray, behave yourself. Keep your hands to yourself. Okay, let's not do this. So that's going on. Candace at one point says she has to leave because she's going to the Grammys, which is exciting and amazing. But other than that, everybody seems to be having a good time. Some interesting dancing is happening, but everybody's having fun. So it ended off on a good note. That's what matters. So that's pretty much, you know, how we're starting off the show. And then next, we, you know, get a little highlight of everybody. Karen is going to the plastic surgeon to follow up on her surgery. And her doctor kind of talk about, I think basically instead of getting a full, I want to say she had plastic surgery back in her 30s. And maybe she got her implants removed or something. But this is not an implant. It's a fat transfer. And, you know, basically Karen's like, you know, a lot of people look up to me. And I want to, you know, encourage women to not get plastic surgery in their 20s. You know, maybe when your confidence is lower or after you had kids. I mean, I think basically what she's referring to is like when you're older and things aren't where they used to be, or perhaps after you have children, then maybe a more appropriate time to get plastic surgery, because, you know, you want to get your confidence back and feel good about yourself. So I thought that was cool. I mean, nowadays plastic surgery is so run of the mill. You might as well just say it's up there with getting your teeth cleaned. Plastic surgery is not a big to do any longer. It's not taboo. It's not. In fact, there's people getting plastic surgery that don't really need plastic surgery. You know, my thing is like, me personally, I've had 3 children. And I would prefer to work out as hard as I could to get as close to my goals as possible. And then if I feel like I still have things that need to be more cosmetically and aesthetically pleasing to my eye, then I would get some plastic surgery. But that's just me. Some people don't want to work out. Like, my thing is, working out is more than just how you look, it's how you feel, it's what your body needs to survive at its best, you know, at its best. So, I do think in your 20s is a little rushed, but at the same time, everybody has to make a decision for their own body. So, it is what it is. Next, we move on to Candace, who's at her home cooking chicken stew for her and her husband. And her sister is staying with them while her house is being built, which I love. I love that they are coming from Black wealth, and that, you know, her family, the family makes sure their kids are doing well in life. I think that's the way it should be. And I think a lot of people, especially in the Black community, we're not used to that. So we look at it as, you know, like it's weird, or it shouldn't be like that. And it's just kind of like, you let everybody do what works for them, number one. But number two, like, most people, if their parents could buy them a house, and my mom was like, I'm gonna buy a house for you and your family. You know, all I ask is that you know, pass down that favor for your children someday. I'm not gonna, I don't think, unless we had some kind of issues with each other, I'm not gonna be like, no, mom, no. Let me be in the mud and struggle just a little bit more to get my dream house. Yes, I appreciate you. This is amazing. What? That's incredible. But yeah, so Candace is talking about everything that's going on in life and how she's ready to add mom to her title. And I really think Candace will be a great mom. I think that she needs somewhere to transfer some of that extra energy. And you know, I think her and Candace would have beautiful children, first and foremost. But she seems like she has a lot of love to give. She may find that there's issues that come up from her own parent being parented, but overall, I think she'd be a great mom. We see how it did, what it did for Ashley. It changed her for the better. So I think that it would do the same for Candace. So that's exciting. Then we move over to Ashley. Ashley is at the penthouse that she shares with Michael still. And her friend, who she met from a mommy group, comes over with her son or her child. I don't want to say, I think it's a little boy. And they, you know, have a little mini play date. And they're talking about the arrangement with her and Michael. And everybody is just kind of like, so y'all are going to get a house together, but you're not together. I don't understand. I don't get it. And I kind of understand, but I kind of don't. I think on a financial level, absolutely, I get it. But logically, it doesn't make sense, because he can use it to have leverage over you, even if y'all are not married anymore. And I don't think that's cool. I don't think that's worth the stress, you know? So we'll see how that plays out. Or we'll see if she actually is divorcing him at all. This could just be something for a storyline. And she basically says, you stay out of the limelight and off the show, and we're gonna go with this storyline and see how things. I don't know. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. I think that Ashley has to do what's right for her. So if that's what's working for her, then I'm happy for you. But overall, since she's separated from Michael, she seems a lot happier and lighter. She smiles. I mean, she is always a smiley person, but she just seems kind of more like the Ashley we met in the beginning. Not so much of the mess, but just the joy. So, for that reason, whatever y'all arrangement is working for you. I'm happy for you. She's hosting a dance class, and she was telling her friend how she was going to invite all the ladies, including Candace. And she was like, oh, really? And, you know, basically, they're trying to rebuild, build a career. I mean, build a career, build a friendship. So, you know, we'll see how things go there. In the next scene, We have Giselle, and she's meeting up at a coffee shop with Robin. And listen, Robin's one of my favorite characters on here, despite how people feel about her. Yeah, she's I just think she's solid. She's a solid person. I don't think she's as much of a follower as people want to say she is. So that's just my opinion on it. But her and Giselle meet up, and one of the first things she says, "I got a bone to pick with you," because when she was trying to get off all up in Ashley's business, she decided to share that Robin and Juan's names are not both on the house. And Robin's like, "Why would you tell my business? Like, how would you feel if I told your business?" And she was like, "I knew as soon as I said it," Giselle said, "I knew as soon as I said it, I said too much." And you know, Robin basically explains that because of the bankruptcy from the first house that they bought together way back when they got swindled out their money, because that was still on his record, that's why he couldn't be, his name couldn't be on the house. But that, you know, once everything was cleared up, that their name would be on there together. Whew, sorry, y'all. I just had a baby a week ago, so I'm a little tired and I'm trying to push through because I don't want to completely slip off of doing my reviews. But yeah, so they talk about that, and then they talk about Giselle's approach with Mia and how it wasn't the best. It definitely could have been better. And that that what's the word? That Giselle basically, she decides that she doesn't want to have beef with Mia, and so she's gonna reach out and send a text message and an olive branch in hopes of, you know, giving an olive branch so that they can be cool again. Robin then talks about how she met up with Ashley, and they were talking about this new house that she's supposed to be getting with Michael. And Ashley starts talking about how Chris, Candace's husband, slid into her DMs. Hold on. Sorry, y'all. My son brought breakfast upstairs for me. So sweet. What were we talking about? So Ashley had brought up to Robin how wait. She she was implying that Chris slid into her DMs to ask her to tell her she should have come to the W. And she, just off the pretense of how she said it, it made it sound way messier than I think it was. I think that she was out with her friends and she posted a picture, and at 2 something in the morning, because Chris works where he works, he said, "You know, you guys should come to the W." Now, Chris probably should have gave more context because he works at the W, and that maybe would have given her some clarity as to why he would say that. But also, I think that I want to believe that Ashley is not coming with messy intentions, because, and we'll get into this, she explains why she brought it, why she brings it up. If I had a friend and their husband, for whatever reason, messaged me in the first place, and you know, I would be a little like, are we in a group text? You know, I don't want to make things messy. I don't want it to be, I don't know. Things can get misconstrued very easily. So I feel like, sorry, y'all. I'm so hungry. So I feel like Ashley had a reason to feel a little concerned, but like, realistically, do you really think Chris, of all the beautiful people he could come to, that he would try to come and get at you? Don't think so. So we'll handle that later. Because then Giselle decides that she also had an encounter that made her uncomfortable with Chris. And I think this is those moments where you're willing to put what could be maybe, obviously, maybe you don't feel that strongly about your friendship with Candace, but you're willing to put your friendship up to the test to make the show more interesting. And that can be a very slippery slope. But basically, she references the previous. I don't even know if it was the latest reunion, I guess. And she said that Chris had wanted to talk to her, and he wanted to talk to her in dressing room. And you know, they've been filming all night. He was probably a little drunk, and he'd been going in on, you know, I guess his frustration with some stuff and talking about Candace, I guess. And that, what's the word? And that she was in the room alone with him, and it made her feel uncomfortable. And in one aspect, I get it. Like, you've been a married woman, and you feel uncomfortable about being in a room with a married man. But at the same time, if he did nothing that was messy, if he didn't try to come on to you or whatever, if it bothered you that much, and you consider Candace a friend, you could have brought it up anytime. You wanted to wait till it was on camera, and that's what makes it crazy. You could have sent her a message at any time and just said, "Hey, just a heads up, not implying anything. I would like to talk to you, sit with you, you know, just pick your brain about something that just, you know, I don't want it to be turned into something that it's not." And because it's Giselle, it just adds that layer of assumption that she's being intentionally messy. So it was just, oof. And Robin was looking at her like she had to check, you know, she had to talk to Ashley because she's like, "I really don't think that it's what you're trying to make it to be or what you think it is. I really truly don't." And also Giselle, why? Like, I think she really was looking at her like, "Don't do this," because Robin and Candace are actually friends. They're actually friendly. So I just, don't know. I don't know. And you know that Candace is gonna go in. That's just what it is. So I just wish that, I don't know. I wish that Giselle would come into a season and just be cool. Like, not messy, just cool. Just wanna have fun and be cool and not necessarily do exactly what the producers want to move the story for because it never looks good for her. So that's that. Next thing we have Mia G and her best friend Jacqueline. They've been friends since they were in middle school, I think, or high school, and shared many things. She even references they reference how her the three of them are like a throuple, except no sex is involved. And the producer's like, "So she's never had sex with G?" And she's like, No, not ever. Not with G." So I'm assuming that they've shared some things in the past. And you know, they talk about what happened at the spring event, and they talk about Giselle trying to reach out to Olive Branch, but that Mia left her on red. And I mean, their scene was whatever, it wasn't really that important. So then we move on to Ashley and Candace, who I really would love to see them be friends because they have some similarities, and I think that they would be a good, fun time together. They meet up to at this really cool spot. It looked like it had mini golf. I don't know. I don't know what this place is, but it looked really cool. So they meet up for drinks and to connect. And in the midst of them talking, they talk about going to the Ashley going to the Grammys and how everything's going. And Ashley brings up this situation with the DMs with Chris. And you know, Candace seems taken aback, but she's like, "Chris is the general manager at this restaurant, and you know, he probably didn't mean anything by it." But also, Ashley was like, "You did this for me when something was off. You told me about what happened with Michael, and I wouldn't want it to come off any kind of way, so I'm basically returning the favor." So they seem to clear the air, Candace handled it very well. She didn't immediately go off on her. She said, I'm going to give you a benefit of the doubt token, which I was like, that's a big move for Candace, especially considering their history. Very big move for Candace. I was very proud of her. And, you know, she just basically explained why that she probably got that message. So hopefully they can stay on the good foot. We'll see. We shall see. Then I think we're pretty much getting towards the end of the episode. Sorry if it feels like I'm all over the place. I feel all over the place, but I'm doing my best. So if you're still listening, I so appreciate you. So then we have this dance class that Ashley's put together, and I think all the ladies were supposed to show up, including Charisse. But then all of a sudden, at the last minute, Karen said that she was running a fever and she couldn't come. And some people are wondering, is it that you couldn't come? Or is it just that you don't want to run into Charisse? Because it's very obvious there's some resistance there. And they're playing nice for now. So honestly, I think that Karen doesn't want Charisse back on the show. That's what I think. So we'll see. But anyway, they're all supposed to be meeting up for this dance class, and Robin and Giselle are actually like the first ones there, which is a shocker because Robin especially is never one of the first people to be there. Like, never. And as people start pouring in, they do talk to Ashley about the whole buying a house thing again. And I'm like, why is this your business? Like, if this is what Ashley wants to do, it's her life. Her and Michael will figure it out. And I get that you're a friend and you care about her, but like, I just feel like you're very much too invested in her decisions. And of course, Ashley is defensive because in real life, when people get divorced, it's not always like, hey, we're getting a divorce, that's the end. There's feelings there. There's children involved. You know what I'm saying? There's a history there. So you don't just cut. Some people don't just cut that off. You know, a lot of times it's a back and forth kind of situation. And, you know, basically, Ashley was like, Giselle, didn't you get back with Jamal? And Giselle was like, well, yeah, but that was 15 years later. So I just feel like, I definitely think that she's more concerned about Ashley than anything, but it doesn't come off that way. It doesn't come off that as concern. It comes off as her just being messy. And so they end up having a dance class. Everybody seems to be having a good time. And then at the end of the dance class, Giselle decides this is the time that she has to sit down with Ashley and talk to her about this situation that happens with Chris. And things take a quick turn left because Ashley's like, this is what we're not going to do. We're not doing this. You will not be calling out my husband this season. That's not what we're going to do. This is not Michael Darby. He is not that guy. We're not doing it. And I don't blame her because for her, that to come up right after Ashley said something to her, like the timing was absolutely horrendous. And then with Giselle being Giselle, it's just kind of like, girl, if you were that concerned, like I said earlier, if you were that concerned, you would have come to me, you would have texted me, you would have called me, you would have messaged me. You waited till the cameras were rolling and we know that you're that girl. So it's like, it's messy and Hurricane Candace is about to come for Giselle, so I hope she's ready. That pretty much wraps up the episode. They like to leave it at like that. This is the second time they kind of left it on a, not cliffhanger, but like I said, a peak of a moment. So you're like, oh snap, what's about to happen? I don't really know. So I'm excited. I'm excited for this episode that's coming on tonight. I love Real Housewives of Potomac. But anyway, if you listen this far, thank you so much for listening. If you ever want to reach out, you want to ask questions, you want to make show suggestions, my email is gowtfpodcast@gmail.com. gowtfpodcast@gmail.com. And I'll be back with some more recaps slowly but surely, but we're doing it. All right. Thank you guys so much. And until next time, you know what to do. Be safe. And I'll see y'all.